Hachette Audio presents Coma, written by Robin Cook, read by January Lavoy. 1. Prologue. February 14th, 1976. Nancy Greenlee lay on the operating table on her back, staring up at the large, kettle drum-shaped lights in operating room number 8, trying to be calm. She had had several pre-op injections, which she was told would make her sleepy and happy. She was neither. Nancy was more nervous and apprehensive than before the shots. Worst of all, she felt totally, completely, and absolutely defenseless. In all her 23 years, she had never before felt so embarrassed and so vulnerable. Covering her was a white linen bedsheet. The edge was frayed, and there was a small tear at the corner. That bothered her, and she didn't know why. Under the sheet, she had on one of those hospital gowns which tie behind the neck and descend only to mid-thigh. The back was open. Other than that, there was only the sanitary napkin which she knew was already soaked with her own blood. She hated and feared the hospital at that moment and wanted to scream, to run out of the room and down the corridor. But she didn't. She feared the bleeding that she had been experiencing more than the cruel, detached environment of the hospital. Both made her acutely aware of her mortality, and that was something she rarely liked to face. At 7:11 on the morning of February 14, 1976, the eastern sky over Boston was a chalky gray, and the bumper-to-bumper cars coming into the city had...